Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Pamela Latour's Secrets of the Soul, a weekly hour of insights, increased awareness, and inspiration. Call the show at 815 if you would like a reading or with comments or questions. The number to call is 646-716-9663, and then press 1 on the keypad. Again, 646-716-9663. Or join the Spiritual Connections live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. Secrets of the soul are the secrets we share. Thank you for sharing your soul with me.
My lover's face is mine. Oh, oh.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Monday night's Spiritual Connections Radio, Secrets of the Soul. Tonight is my last evening on Spiritual Connections Radio. Although I'll still be doing the Thursday night show with Mark, I'm still very connected to Spiritual Connections Radio. I'm doing some expanding and have started my own station called Pamela Latour Radio. It's still on Blog Talk. And we're going to have lots of different shows for you. It's just, if you want to know a little more about it, you can go to Spiritual Connections Radio. Mark has done an entire page for me so that you can find out what's going on in this on this new station. We have Secrets of the Soul, which is going to a once-a-month show because we're so busy, I'm going to be wrapped up with other things and other shows. So it's going for a once-a-month show. It's going to start on this month. I think it starts on Wednesday, the 8th of August, and it's just a once-a-month show. Then we're going to have another once-a-month show on the first Thursday of the month called Soul Travelers, which is with my good friend Patricia McGivern, who is a hypnotherapist. She was trained by Dr. Brian Weiss, and we're going to talk about the progress and the journey of the soul through many lives. Fascinating, fascinating show. Don't miss that one. Then we have another really exciting show that's happening once a week. It's going to start on this Thursday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's one of those shows that you, when you're making your coffee or you're driving to work kind of shows. It's also on Blog Talk on the station, Pamela Latour Radio. And it's called Insights in Umbrellas with Dr. Kelly Brady and myself, where we talk about ancient medicine, we talk about metaphysics, we talk about psychology. Dr. Kelly is a psychotherapist and a Chinese doctor. I, as you know, am a spiritual trainer, and we're going to discuss these issues and take calls and questions, and it's just going to be great fun. Then there is, just to give you a quick rundown, there's one more show that's happening, which is a once a month show, and it might, depending, it might go every 2 weeks, but for right now it's just once a month, and that's starting on the second Saturday of this month, which is coming up, I think, August 10th, and that's going to be at 10:30 in the morning, and that show is called the Mastermind Discussion Group, and this group has completed the Power to Change Reality workshop, which is one of the main courses I've done recently, one of the main courses I give recently. I've created this and give it. And the Power to Change Reality workshop is a dynamite life-changing workshop that they've completed, and we're going to get together once a month to talk about our progress, different things that we've run into, different stumbling blocks, different concepts of life that we've adjusted. You know, spirituality is kind of like an onion. You can experience information. You can integrate information on one level at one point in your life, like reading a book, for example. You read a book, and you get certain things out of it at the level that you're at many years ago. And then maybe you pick up that same book and read it again 10 years later, and a whole nother layer comes off. You look at it from a completely different perspective. You can take information and apply it to every level that you're at. So as hopefully, it's more than hopefully, I'm pretty sure that as we move through this radio show, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. So, you know, we're all the same energy. We're all the same people. We think the same thoughts. We feel the same feelings. We're really there with each other. We're entangled together in humanity and on a quantum level. And so what happens to me, the experiences that maybe some other person has, the stories that I tell you, the circumstances surrounding a decision from this person or that person, those things apply to all of us. They apply to all of us. So join us in this amazing new adventure. So now you not only have Spiritual Connections Radio to listen to, but you also can jump into Pamela Latour Radio and join these amazing people in finding the secrets of our soul. So let's talk a little bit about tonight's work. We are talking about vibration. We're talking about singing bowl vibration and voice, the power of voice, and how that affects our bodies, how it affects our world, and also emotion. I'd like to spend some time on the speed of creation and how our emotion changes the vibration of everything. So let's get started. I want to start with the singing bowls. Now, many of you have experienced singing bowls. I know that there are many people that do singing bowl meditations right now. I'm going to play this is the heart chakra bowl, and I want you to listen to it for just a minute. And if you hear the vibration of it, it goes in and out as though it was a pumping heart. So, fascinating sound. I want you to hear it. Did you catch that? I don't know how well it's coming over the radio, but it is just a phenomenal sound. Listen again. Beautiful. Now, for those of you that don't know what a singing bowl is, it's a crystal resin bowl that it's almost like a wine glass. If you've ever taken a crystal wine glass and made your finger a little wet and run your finger around the top of it, and it's made that humming sound, it's just like that. Only this is a poured crystal resin. And the interesting thing about these bowls is they're adjusted to the different chakras of your body. So this particular one is adjusted to is an F, which is the heart chakra. And when you have a vibration coming from the world around you, what happens is it shifts the vibrations in your body directly. You can shift the vibration in your body through the emotion that you're feeling. But if someone else, and we talked about this last week, someone else is standing in front of you, flowing love and flowing love and flowing love and flowing love to you, what happens is it increases the vibration of your body. It increases the vibration of your body without you doing anything. It will just break through whatever you're feeling, and the vibration will come up, and you'll start feeling so much better, no matter what you're feeling. That's why being in love is so amazing. Because when someone is loving you, your vibration is always really high, and especially if you're loving someone else. So this concept of having the vibration around you, change your vibration, is a powerful one. And it makes you realize that the vibrations around you are important. The kind of music that you listen to, or if the TV's going in the time saying, if you've had this problem or that problem, or if you're depressed, or if you can't sleep, or if you have headaches, or if you have fibromyalgia, or if you have this or that, or if you have had dialysis and you should call this law firm or take this drug or do this thing, or, you know, all of those things are vibrations that are recorded in the body. And it's really, really not good to have that playing in the background all the time. Change it over to Pandora or anything else. Don't let those commercials and those really low energy negative messages enter your subconscious, because from my perspective, that's exactly what the advertisers want. They want to generate diabetes. They want to generate these illnesses on a subconscious level so that they can sell you the drugs to fix it. Now, that might be very conspiracy theory sort of focused, and perhaps it is. However, what I do know for sure is that vibration, no matter what it is, changes your body for the better or the worse. Now, there is a book, and the reason that I bought my crystal balls many years ago, the name of the book is called The Healing Power of Sound, and it was written by an oncologist, a cancer doctor, who, off the top of my head, I can't remember his name, but the name of the book is The Healing Power of Sound. The Healing Power of Sound is an amazing book because one of the first things it talks about was this oncologist or cancer doctor realized that vibration actually helps shift the cancer. So every time someone would come to him, he would give them a bowl, and he would tell them to play the crystal bowl every day, because it breaks up crystallization. It breaks up crystallization in the body. Listen to that. So beautiful. I have another one here I should play for you too, if I can reach over there with my headset. Let's see if I can find it. Adjusted to the A. Yes, it's an A, which is the third eye, and the heart chakra is an S. Now, you have to listen to this too, because this is just the most fun sound ever. Hear that? That's the bubble wrap that I had wrapped around the bowls. You know, everybody's all grown up, and until you pull the bubble wrap out, and then someone's got to play the snapping game. And even though it's not an amazing sound to shift vibration, it creates feelings of being a kid again, which definitely does shift your vibration. Anyway, so we've got the two crystal bowls here. I didn't bring the rest of them out because just out of sheer space. And I'm plugged in with my headset into the computer and I can't reach much further away anyway. So, but I wanted to play these for you tonight. Just so you get an idea, if you haven't experienced it already, what they're like. So this concept of shifting vibration is an important one. And the music that you play or the sounds that you have around you all day long are also important as to how you feel. Now, I told you that this oncology doctor, this cancer doctor, was giving bowls to the people that had cancer that came to him, and he had quite a good success rate on helping people beat the cancer. Also, I have a son who is now 25, but when he was 15 or 16, he used to listen to this headbanging music that was, in my opinion, it was damaging to the body. It was damaging to the body. It was almost you could feel the destruction in it. And it was like the hardcore headbanging metal rock music. And I love rock and roll. That's not, I'm not judging it from that perspective. What I am judging it in is how it changes the system. And my son went through this severe depression and really struggled until I got him away from that music. And so it is very, very important to observe, be aware of what it is that's coming in. Most of the time we walk through life and we're not aware of the vibrations around us. We're not aware of how people feel about us as well. You know, I used to say that many years ago that the more enemies you had, the worse your life went. I used to say that specifically to an ex-husband that I had who used to make a lot of enemies. So I tell him, the more enemies you have, the worse your life would go. But it's also true in reverse. Because of this alignment, you align your energy with the people you talk to every day. And that alignment also vibrates you at a certain rate. So if you're talking to people that are negative, you're going to vibrate lower. If you're talking to people that are positive, you vibrate higher. And even more importantly, if you make the decision on how you're going to vibrate, you will change everything in yourself without any sort of input from other people. In other words, the most powerful way to operate and to maintain this feeling of awareness is to decide how you're going to feel in the morning and hold that position all day, no matter what vibration comes in. And that's possible if you are aware. Now, okay, let's see. We've got the crystal bowls. I talked about those. I want to talk to you about voice. There is I'm trying to remember the name of this book. These books, I read them so long ago and I integrate them and I use the information and then I lend the book out to people and I can't find it again. So I'll have to look for this for you and I'll talk about it on the Secrets of the Soul the next time on the 8th of August when we do the next show at 7:30 in the evening. But basically the idea is that the power of your voice has the most effect, the quickest, on your body. That means that if you sing, if you whistle, if you hum, if you make noise during the day, when you're in the car, when you're in the shower, when you're not around other people, or if you don't mind singing and making noise in front of other people, that's even better. But most of us are too shy to do that. So when you're moving through your day and you have 2 minutes alone, make some noise. Sing. If you can't think of a song, sing a Christmas song in July. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you make that sound, because the sound of your own voice vibrates your body in a loving way. And that's a powerful, powerful thing. If you listen to the beginning of this radio show on Secrets of the Soul, you'll hear my voice in the beginning and my voice at the end. And it's a song that I wrote many, many years ago, and I didn't really know what I was going to do with it at the time. But I wrote it because I was so inspired. And I sing it often. Let me sing it for you now. And I want you to, I hope it comes through on the radio. I'm not sure that it will. But we'll do our best. Let me take a sip of water here. Again, and become all I see. I want to be a child again and give away love for free. I want to be a child again and turn the hands of time. I want to be a child again. My lover's face is mine. Oh, I am. Running fast and jumping high, I just smile as life goes by. But I look in the mirror and who do I see? The face is familiar, but it isn't me. I find myself always asking why. My life am I. Oh, I am. Oh, I am. So that's the first two verses of it. I'm not going to sing all of it, but it's just a song that shifts me completely. It changes. And I hope that I've shared that with you in a way that changed your energy as well. So we have two things now. One of them is the sound of the singing bowls. A vibration that raises your heart level, that raises your third eye energy. And you can buy crystal bowls, or maybe you have them already, in just about any chakra system of the body. At the time I was having, at the time I bought these, I was living in the Middle East, and I had all kinds of problems with bladder infections because of the water there. So I bought a huge bowl that was adjusted to the first chakra or the root chakra. So if you're having trouble in a specific area, for example, you buy a bowl that's adjusted to that area. And don't forget to sing. It'll make you feel so good. It'll be so wonderful for your life. It'll change everything. Now, let's talk about the third issue on changing the speed or vibration of your body. And this is something that we touched on last week, and we spoke about it briefly, but I really want you to understand this concept of emotional shifts in the body. We started talking last week about how someone that is very sad moves very slowly. Someone that's very happy moves very quickly. And it carries through every system and part of the body. In other words, when you're happy, you think faster, you move faster, you talk faster. When you're sad, you think slower, you move slower, you think slower. So what makes this change? How does your body know how you're feeling? Well, basically, there's this woman named Candace Pert, who is a PhD, who wrote a book that answered this question. It's called The Molecules of Emotion. Now, in The Molecules of Emotion, it's a fascinating book. And if you happen to be able to get your hands on it, I think it's still in print and available everywhere, take a look at it, because she talks about there's a gland called the hypothalamus in the center of your brain. This hypothalamus creates a chemical match for every emotion that you feel. So if you're feeling anger, the hypothalamus creates a match for anger and floods your body with this chemical match called a neuropeptide. The neuropeptide, as it washes through your system, connects to the cells of your body. And the neuropeptide has a certain vibration based on the chemical composition it has to match the emotion of anger. So as it connects to the cell, it slows down the cell or speeds it up based on how fast or slow the emotion that you're feeling is. Isn't that interesting? Fascinating, I think. So that means that if you're feeling sad, your body creates a neuropeptide or a chemical called sadness. It's actually called a neuropeptide, but we'll call the neuropeptide sadness. And this sadness floods through your body and connects to the cells and slows you down. So you think slower, you move slower, you act slower. Or you're feeling happy. The hypothalamus creates a chemical match for happiness, and that neuropeptide floods through your body, connects to the cells, and makes your cells go faster. That means you move faster, you think faster, you talk faster. Fascinating. Now, the interesting thing about this as well is that when you have a thought, let's say you have a thought that says, I really am so grateful now that I have a new job. And maybe you have a new job, maybe you don't have a new job, and you just want to generate that energy. So you create this, oh, I'm so happy and grateful that I have this new job. All right? So, and you put yourself there and you feel that energy and you really take it on in your subconscious body as this is absolutely true. Okay? Once you do that, your body will generate this neuropeptide, which washes through your body and connects to your cells. Your body is your subconscious. Once your body realizes or believes it's true, and your body believes everything you tell it, once your body believes it's true, what happens is your body will begin generating that experience. Your body generates the experiences for you, the circumstances. Your body generates your world. It's your subconscious. So you're saying to yourself, yes, I'm rich, I'm beautiful, I'm rich, I'm beautiful, I'm rich, I'm beautiful, but you don't believe it. Your body says, yeah, yeah, right. You've spent 50 years or 30 years or 40 years telling me that that wasn't true at all. So your body's not believing it. There just isn't anything that's going to happen from that. But now if you start generating an image and an emotion that says, yes, this is true. And that old stuff about who I used to be and how I wasn't beautiful and I wasn't rich, all of that, that's who I used to be. That isn't who I am anymore. Once you convince your body it's true, it becomes true. Now, the interesting thing about emotion, which is what we were just talking about, the faster the speed of emotion, in other words, the faster the vibration of the emotion that you put into the thought. Let's say you're creating a vibration of happiness, enthusiasm, gratitude, love. I'm so grateful. I'm so in love with this experience. I'm so happy that this is happening to me right now. What happens is the hypothalamus, they believe it. Your body believes it's true. The hypothalamus will generate an emotion, a chemical that matches that emotion, floods it through your body. Your body picks it up. The cells in your body pick it up as a reality and begin generating that experience. It is a chemical process. Last week we talked about addictions in the body. Do you remember that? Addictions in the body. In other words, we get addicted to our own emotions. The only thing that will break a negative addiction, in other words, every time you think about money, you think about lack of money, not having enough, can't do that, can't buy that, isn't enough money no matter where I look, no money. It becomes an addiction. Every time you think about it, you bring in the lack energy, you bring in the negative consciousness that your hypothalamus duplicates it with a neuropeptide, washes through your system. And when it washes through your system, what happens is your body begins generating more of that. Fascinating stuff. Okay, we're on the half an hour mark of the show. So I want to talk to you about what you're listening to. You're listening to Secrets of the Soul on Spiritual Connections Radio. And please listen on Thursday night. Mark and I will be doing the Spiritual Connections Radio show once more at 9:30 every Thursday night. And not just once more. I mean, we'll be continuing to do it every Thursday night at 9:30. Secrets of the Soul will be moving to Pamela Latour Radio on August 8th. That's a Wednesday night at 7:30. And that's going to be a once a month show now. And that's the first Wednesday of every month. And if you want to be reminded, go into Pamela Latour Radio, follow the show. So then Blog Talk will remind you automatically and you on your email, and you don't have to remember to go. So I want to just mention that we have many other shows coming up on Pamela Latour Radio as well as on Spiritual Connections Radio. So tune in to both stations. You can get the information from me. If you don't have something to write it down with now, you can go into Spiritual Connections Radio, and they have a whole page on the new radio show, Pamela Latour's Radio. So please go check it out and come back and listen, because we really, really are happy to have you as an audience. We're so happy to have you as a listener, and we're just very grateful. We're just so grateful to have you in this experience, and that's really absolutely true. So my subconscious is generating this creation that you're going to show up again. Anyway, let's go on with this, because this is fascinating information. So key number 4 in the keys of life, that's what we're talking about here. Keys of Life is one of the main programs that I teach. I've developed it and taught it since 2000. emotion sets the speed of creation. So each subatomic particle, you know what a subatomic particle is, a tiny piece of an atom that generates all matter, and it has a certain vibration. Each subatomic particle has a specific speed of movement or vibration. Each thought and emotion has a specific vibration. We talked about that. The higher the vibration of the emotion and the vibration of the thought, the higher the speed of the creation. In other words, if you have a thought with a very high vibrational level, gratitude, you put lots of gratitude in there, you put lots of love in there. I'm so happy this is happening. I'm so grateful, so joyous. I'm so enraptured with this beautiful experience. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That is going to speed up that experience coming to you very quickly. Where on the opposite end, if you're worried about not having enough money to buy this new car, you're probably going to wait a long time to get that car because the vibration is very slow moving. Do you see it's all physical? It reminds me, we have a show coming up called, I mentioned it earlier, Insights and Umbrellas. And the tagline on the show is, at the intersection, and I'm just paraphrasing, I think this is about where it is, at the intersection of metaphysics, ancient medicine, and psychology. Now, I put that on there because people understand metaphysics. However, metaphysics means beyond physics. And the truth is that there is an entanglement or an intertwinement or oneness between spirituality and physicality. There really is no metaphysics. It's not beyond physics. It's the spiritual and the spiritual generating the physical. So you can't make a separation there. Everybody moves at different levels, and everybody is at different processes in their growth, different levels of growth. So one person, you could say, okay, they're very superficial. They only think about physical things. And another person is maybe more spiritual and then thinks about spiritual things. The truth is that they're all spiritual and they're all physical. They're just looking at it from different perspectives, perhaps because one is a newer soul and one is an older soul. But you can't judge one person because they're not yet at the level of another. I have two of my boys were very close together. They were like maybe 3 or 4 years apart. And I have four boys and a girl. But these two boys in the middle, they were probably the closest. They grew up together in a very, their age was very, very close. Anyway, the one boy, the older one, Andy, he would watch Power Rangers, for example. And he'd watch Power Rangers for a few years, and then he'd grow out of Power Rangers. Power Rangers is only for a specific age group, and when you get too old, they seem silly. Then my younger one, Dylan, started watching Power Rangers. And Andy said to Dylan, "What are you watching that dumb stuff for?" And would criticize Dylan for liking something that he liked just a few years before, because there was no understanding that it's a process. It's something you need to go through. It's something that you're attracted to at a certain age, and then suddenly it's not important anymore. And the same is true for spirituality and superficiality, as we call it, or people that are attracted to just the physical, or perhaps are very self-centered, or you can go into lots of different characteristics about people at different levels. And the truth is that we're all the same energy, just moving at different speeds. And just because one person is moving at a different speed than you are doesn't mean that they're any better or worse than you. Okay, So we talked about the higher vibration of the emotion and the vibration of the thought, the higher the speed of the creation. In other words, the faster you'll experience it. I wanted to talk to you about sort of a gradient of emotional energy. Gradient meaning like a staircase of emotional energy from grief or apathy, something very low, something very slow moving, fear, anger, and then maybe indifference, boredom, cheerfulness. Do you feel how this is changing? Contentedness, happiness, enthusiasm, gratitude, joy, bliss, love. Do you see how the top of the staircase and the bottom of the staircase change in vibration? Let me read it to you again. Apathy, grief, fear, anger, indifference, boredom, cheerfulness, contentedness, happiness, enthusiasm, gratitude, joy, and bliss. And there's many more in between. This is just a rough, sort of a rough little staircase we've put together here for the purpose of showing you how the energy changes. Now, when you have a thought that contains enthusiasm, gratitude, joy, bliss, that thought is going to manifest extremely fast. If you have a thought that's moving slower, grief, fear, anger, indifference, those energies are going to manifest very slowly, which is a good thing because it'll give you time to change your mind. In other words, you're watching a horror movie. That's the last thing you want to generate in your life, but your body is feeling the fear as though it was real. It's moving very slowly towards you so you can wake up in the morning and say, no, that's not happening to me. And as soon as you change your mind, it's gone. Thank God. So adjusting your vibration emotionally is really very important to how fast you see the creation that you're thinking about. Now, the vibration of some atomic particles in your body and in the world around you is determined by the vibration of the motion you feel. Okay, so oftentimes the energy around you, like the crystal bowl, for example, or beautiful music, or someone loving you, can shift the vibration without your emotion being involved. And then you'll feel that energy and then attach emotion to it on a much higher level. In other words, your body will start feeling wonderful, and then your mind follows, and you'll think of something wonderful to feel good about. The same is also true. If you've ever woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you didn't feel very good, what happens? You begin thinking about things and worrying about things and feeling negative about things that when you wake up in the morning, long after you were worried about it in the middle of the night, you think, what was that all about? I'm not worried about that. I don't even know what that was. Your body will start trying to come up with things to worry about because it doesn't feel good in the middle of the night. So it goes both ways. Your body will follow your mind. If you think of something wonderful, the emotion will come in. The hypothalamus will generate that emotion, wash through your body. Your body will follow. It's also true in reverse. In other words, your body, if you change your body, your mind will follow as well. So if you're not feeling very good one morning and you wake up and you're kind of thudding your way to the bathroom and you're hunched over and you're moving slow and you're scratching yourself, and it's like, and you realize where you are, suddenly you realize that your vibration is very slow. You stand up straight, you move faster, consciously move faster. Smile. When you get to in front of the mirror, smile at yourself. What that does is it will, forcing your body, consciously making your body move faster, stand up straighter, will make you think faster and will make you feel better. Remember, your body follows your mind, and your mind follows your body. And you are the controlling trigger. If you just make the decision, this is how I want to feel, this is how I'm feeling right now, everything follows you. You are the God of these trillions of cells that have awareness. You are the God of these trillions of cells of awareness that are looking to you for guidance, looking to you for leadership, looking to you. And why look in the mirror and say something negative to yourself? All of those cells hear you. Why walk through a store and say, I can't afford that right now. I don't have the money for that right now. All of those cells hear you. And they continuously show you what you believe about yourself. Fascinating, fascinating information. Now, we talked about negative habits and addictions last week, and I don't want to get into that too much, except to tell you how to break them. So let's review quickly. The body creates a chemical match for every emotion you feel. This chemical match is called a neuropeptide and flows through the body and attaches to the cells. The cells develop receptors for this emotional chemical. I didn't mention that, but that's very true. After the body has been abused by this emotion for a while, in other words, if you feel the same emotion over and over again for several days, the cells have developed so many receptors for the neuropeptides that your body begins craving the emotion. It becomes an addiction. And the same system that addicts us to heroin addicts us to our own emotions. So, if you can't control your emotional state, you're addicted to it. If you can't control how you're feeling, you're addicted to that emotion. Now, I want to get through this so that we have time to tell you how to break it. So let's talk about this. This is how you break an emotional state. Number one, the image of your surroundings. In other words, when you walk into your living room, you've been in your living room so many times that most times you're not really looking at your living room anymore. You know exactly where you are. You know exactly what the walls and the floor and the ceiling and the television, the books or whatever you have in there. You know what it all looks like. So your brain doesn't take new pictures and has a tendency to slide down into the old thinking patterns that you had yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before when you're in the same space every day. So you want to change. You want to break that pattern. You change the image of the surroundings. You go to a restaurant that you've never been before. You go for a walk in the woods. You do something different to make your brain take new pictures. Now you break the image of what has been. You don't review any problems in your head when you've changed the image I'm talking about or the surroundings. So you're in this new space and you decide there's no way I'm going to think about what the problems are, what the issues are that have been going on in my head all the time. Instead, I'm going to create a stronger anchor. I'm going to create a stronger loving image that will carry me beyond what I've been creating. And in order to break an old anchor, the easiest way to do it is to generate something with a higher vibration, because the faster you move, it breaks up any old vibrational crystals that you've already generated. It's just like, it's just like taking an ice cube, okay? Taking an ice cube and throwing it in the sink real hard, it breaks it up because of the speed and the force and the thud against the sink. It breaks up the ice. And the same is true. The faster you can make your body move with a new image and more exciting, interesting, fascinating, passionate image, And remember, we live in an emotional universe. So the more emotional power you can put behind this, and the faster you can move it, the more it's going to break up those old crystals and generate this new image for you, create something more wonderful for yourself. Okay? So you break the image of your surroundings. You go someplace different, so your brain has to take new pictures. You break the image of what has been. You stop thinking about your problems. You pay attention to what you're thinking about. You don't let yourself go back there. And number three, you create something new, something different, something more exciting, more passionate, more wonderful. When you are in the middle of a painful thought pattern, this is also another trick, a sort of a tip. When you are in the middle of a painful thought pattern that seems to have gotten the best of you, do something your body doesn't expect. Surprise yourself. Stomp hard on the floor. Run around the room. Smack yourself in the face. Anything. This will stop the pattern from playing. Then create a stronger anchor, making certain you flow renewed appreciation, love, and gratitude for the experience that's coming to you, as though you already had it. So we don't have any time left. This 1 hour is just so much. It goes by so quickly. It's far too short. But I'm looking forward to seeing you again on Pamela Latour Radio. And you can find me on Facebook as Pamela Seeger Latour. You can go to Spiritual Connections Radio, and there's a page written about the new station there. So you can find me that way. Or you can go to my website, which is just PamelaLatour.com. And Latour is LATOUR, PamelaLatour.com, PamelaLatourRadio.com. Very easy to find. So that's just a little brief advertisement where you can find me again, because I don't want to lose you. And I know that we're going to be having a long, long-standing, wonderful relationship. So, it's 7 minutes now before the end of the show, and I wanted to do a little meditation with you. So sit back. I'm going to slow my energy down, and we're going to slow our brain waves down, and we're going to experience I want you to take a deep breath into your body. Fill up your whole body with air. Imagine in your mind's eye your whole body filling with air. And as you breathe out, stress, any tension from the body until your body is heavy, relaxed, and limp. Take another deep breath in. Any thoughts that come by and come into your consciousness, just release them as though they were moving right through you. Don't hang on to them. Don't grasp them. Fill your body up with air. As you breathe out, release any stress or tension in the body until your body is heavy, relaxed, and limp. Take another deep breath in. As you breathe out, I want you to release any stress, any tension from the body until your body is heavy, relaxed, and limp. Now listen to the sound of the crystal ball. I want you to feel it move into your heart chakra, releasing stress, releasing tension. I'm going to send you an angel to pick up the released emotion and the released experience so that it no longer manifests in your life.
want you to take a deep breath into your heart and imagine the envelope around your heart. And imagine it being a little tight, just from the resistance of the day, just from the resistance of a lifetime. Take a deep breath into that muscle around your heart, the envelope around your heart, and just let it relax. Just let it relax. And deep within that muscle, I want you to see the green light of the heart chakra. Imagine yourself in your chest, your consciousness, in your mind's eye, in your chest, and there's green light all around you. Green, beautiful light all around you. Emerald green light. And this light slowly settles into a beautiful pond, and it becomes very still, glass-like. And I want you to think of a situation you have right now that you're not that happy with in your life. Something that if you changed would give you, if you change this one thing, would give you a huge amount of relief. If you had a solution, even if you don't, if you had the solution, it would be a huge, huge change and relief. Now, I want you to see that solution, that issue, in the form of a droplet of water and drop it into this beautiful crystal water. Feel it ripple out as it hits the water. Now, in your mind's eye, I'd like you to imagine stepping into that pool of water as though you were beautiful, clear water, and you step in. And as you do, you experience the solution to this problem in changes. So that suddenly you feel so grateful, so happy to have this experience, so amazingly touched by this beauty. Thank you so much for this experience. Thank you so much for this experience. I'm loving this. I'm so happy and joyful to have it, for the solution, for this love, for this beingness, doingness, and havingness. Take a deep breath now into your body and fill your energy up into your whole body. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on Secrets of the Soul. I'll see you again on Pamela Latour Radio on August 8th. Until then, I wish for you the beautiful secrets revealed to you of your own soul. You've been a wonderful audience. Thank you so much for participating and being in my life. Signing off from Spiritual Connections Radio, Secrets of the Soul.